I'm Jimmy Murray, and welcome to Animal Fun Facts. Today we are talking about
ostriches. First off, hope all the moms had a great Mother's Day. I talked to my grandmother for an hour, basically sharing the same story. Did you wear a mask outside? Great. Did you wear a mask outside? Awesome. Hopefully all you moms got pampered the whole day, not having to lift a finger except to say, you made this day the best, and then you're pointing at the person who did that. Moms, please feel free to share with us your favorite memory on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for Gallant from iTunes for this suggestion. We're working on longer episodes, hopefully making them as long as an ostrich's neck. To answer Sophmara's question, is it bad if you bond with a dangerous wild animal? The answer is yes. Animals that bond with humans are prone to revert to their wild nature at any point with the potential to cause serious injury. So please do not bond with dangerous wild animals. Good question. Thanks to Gallant from iTunes, I learned there are two species of ostriches, the common ostrich and the Somali ostrich. So this week, we'll focus on the common ostrich, and next week, we'll focus on the Somali ostrich. I've gotten to see these flightless birds in real life at the National Zoo. Side note, animals at zoos are reportedly lonely. They miss people. In the meantime, I say we write them letters. Parents, if you think we should write letters to the zoo animals, let us know on Facebook or Twitter. And I know we said that we shouldn't bond with them, but I don't think writing a letter is going to bond with them, because really it's going to be the zookeepers that read the letters to the animals, so they're not going to get close to us. The common ostrich comes in four subspecies: North African, South African, Maasai, and Middle Eastern. The North African ostrich is also called the Barbary ostrich or the red-necked ostrich. They live in North Africa, and while science doesn't say the red-necked ostrich loves Jeff Foxworthy, I'm assuming that's the case because most people seem to love Jeff Foxworthy. The South African ostrich is found south of the Zambezi and Cunene rivers. It is called the Cape ostrich or the Southern ostrich. Allegedly, given their southern nature, they are the most hospitable of ostriches. The Maasai ostrich, also called the East African ostrich, is found in Tanzania, Ethiopia, and parts of Somalia. Apparently, they are easily disappointed and make this sound, which is why they're called the Maasai. The Arabian ostrich is also called the Syrian ostrich or the Middle Eastern ostrich. These ostriches are featured in the Aladdin song Prince Ali. My favorite ostrich was a fake, but it was great. There's this really old show called Full House, which has a sequel, Fuller House. If you've seen Fuller House, then you're probably familiar with Kimmy Gibbler, played by Andrea Barber. In an episode, she adopts an ostrich, which annoys Uncle Jesse to no end. I think the San Francisco Bay Area is no longer zoned for ostriches, but man, what a solid episode.
Don't forget to tell your parents to send us their suggestions and yours to @TheJimmyMurray on Twitter. Thanks for listening to this show, and don't forget to listen to our other shows, The Kid-Friendly Joke of the Day and The Dinosaur Fun Facts. Keep learning. End credit theme is Winner Winner by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.